The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Wow. Thank you so much. This is this is really something. Thank you to the incredible women that I stand beside. I am inspired by your art and your heart, and I want to work with every single one of you. To the producers who created this ship for us to stand in, and my shipmates for life, Hilda, Jessica, Lindy, Zach, none of this is possible without you. My family, my Irish family, they're all here. Ireland bought them flights. Where are you? Can you just... Mom, Dad, thank you for teaching us to dream and to never be defined by expectation, but to carve from your own passion. You, Fred, I love you, man. I love you. You're the most incredible dad. You're my best friend, and I want to have 20,000 more babies with you. I do. I do. And Isla, my little girl who is 8 months, who has absolutely no idea what's going on and is probably dreaming of milk, but this is kind of a big deal. And I love you, and I love being your mom, and I can't wait to discover life beside you. Chloe and Maggie, you, to get to know this incandescent woman and journey to understand the capacity of a mother's love is the greatest collision of my life. It's Mother's Day in the UK today. So I would like to dedicate this to the beautiful chaos of a mother's heart. We all come from a lineage of women who continue to create against all odds. Thank you for recognizing me in this role. This is the greatest honor. I can't even believe it. Gurv mila mila mahagut slán.
Nice to have a couple of fuckle thrown in at the end there. Nearly made up for the whole UK Mother's Day thing. Was Mother's Day here as well, you know, Jesse, just because you was with you in LA. Jesse Buckley there, her acceptance speech at the 98th Oscars, becoming the first Irish woman to win the Best Actress Award. Of course, Brenda Fricker had won Best Supporting Actress previously. Went across live to the Dolby Theatre, where Henry McKean has become a regular in recent years, many times around the Oscars. Henry, Irish eyes smiling in Hollywood this morning.
Jonathan, absolutely. And just a quick reminder, yeah, Jessie does live in the UK. She has lived there for quite a while. So we can definitely forgive her for saying the UK and Ireland,
yeah.
British and Irish Lions. But yeah, absolutely fantastic stuff here. Really, really amazing with Jessie Buckley. We think at the moment she's at the Vanity Fair party, which is this brilliant party. I don't know why you're not over here, where the massive celebrities, the biggest A-listers go to, as well as the Oscar winners. So she's more than likely there. Then she's going to go on to the Beyonce house party later on. Remember, it's something like 2 a.m. here. We're 7 hours behind. So she has a whole night ahead of her. And just listening to her acceptance speech again there, you know, I was in the Dolby Theatre a few hours ago. It's so emotive. It's so emotional. It's just so beautiful that she can talk so openly about being a mum and about the film and about how happy she is. And remember the show, Jonathan, 3 hours, 40 minutes. It's really quite a long show. Here is Jessie Buckley in the press room encouraging Kerry to keep on partying.
Don't go to bed, keep partying. That's what I'm going to do. I'm so grateful for the support, and I feel the love, man. I feel it. I feel it from young people and old people, from women and men, and from my family. And to be here tonight with all my family who've literally flown in from New Zealand and Australia and Kerry and Dublin, that, you know, makes it real. They're the people who built me, and to, like, share this moment with them and know that back home are either drunk or staying up. I'm delighted for us all. Well, I think all my roles stay with me. I don't ever want to let go of the incredible women that have really given me an education that I've been looking for as a woman. But I think this role cracked a kind of tenderness in me that sometimes if you're a strong woman, you're perceived as just being strong, but actually tenderness is as vibrant and strong as strength. And I think to know that through this woman, where she was able to hold the capacity of strength and vulnerability and tenderness and grief and love in all its epic colours, I mean, why would you ever want to let that go? It's something that I want to hold on for the rest of my life.
She's just so effortless, Henry. She's so genuine. She's so believable. She's so credible. And you can see why everyone has fallen in love with Jessie Buckley. Now, the big win in the male category was Michael B. Jordan in Sinners. He won the best actor for that role. What was he like in real life? Was he as down to earth?
Well, this is it. You mentioned that Jessie Buckley and myself and Evelyn O'Rourke from RTE, we got quite emotional. Lots of journalists in the press room got quite emotional. It was just so powerful. And I'm trying to just keep it together here in Hollywood now, talking to you. And you're right with Michael B. Jordan, very, very similar. So down to earth, so electric. He had this massive smile. I had a bit of a man crush, and he had his huge, shiny Oscar, and he was holding it. And I just felt like $1 million. Here he is talking about Black actors and actresses who have won Oscars over the years, helping him to find that path to win.
I'm here because of the people that came before me, you know, Sydney and Denzel and, you know, Halle Berry and Forrest and, you know, all those actors who graced the stage and not looking for awards and not looking for acknowledgement. They're artists. They want to do the work, you know, and that's something I've always focused on, was trying to do the work. My father always told me, don't expect anything to be handed to you. You know, you do the work, you know, and everything else is going to figure itself out. And, you know, there is a selfishness in understanding that in your craft, in your industry, this is a pinnacle. And this is what, you know, our industry standard is what we put value on in a big way, that competitiveness, you do want that, you know, but at the same time, there's a, you know, what's for you is for you, and you can't take anybody's blessings away from anybody else. So I'm just like walking my path, man, and just trying to be locked in. So I would encourage other actors and other, you know, artists, no matter what their medium is to try to keep that in mind and be honest and truthful and just, you know, do you know, dream big, man, you know, dream big and be kind, bro, be honest. I'm really big on like pouring into the universe, and the universe is going to pour back into you. And that's how I try to live. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm really glad he's nice. I really am. Because, I mean, I've loved him since he appeared in The Wire. And you've just followed his career progressively get better and better, Henry. What's interesting is that the film that won Best Picture last night, One Battle After Another, it was decried as a flop. It didn't make as much money as they wanted. It had a massive budget. Sinners is about vampires. That's the kind of thing that normally doesn't win an Oscar. And poor old Hamlet was described as grief porn by some of the meaner critics. But the Oscars mean that we still love film, don't we? I mean, and the stories that were told were the ones we bought into.
Oh, 100%. And you're right. I mean, Hollywood is going through a flux at the moment with different streamers trying to buy each other, lots of job losses, jobs going to Ireland thanks to Screen Ireland. So, yeah, really quite tough out there. But you're right. But one battle after another, it was a favorite to win. It is absolutely brilliant. Do try and watch it. I think it's now available to... I think you can get it on Sky for about €4 or €5. You know, I'm going to stop promoting Sky. But
other providers available, yeah. Henry, I'm sure. Yes.
But, you know, it's absolutely brilliant. And Hamlet 2 did well out here in the States. Here is a cinema expert.
It's Harry Medved. I'm the spokesperson for the Cinema Foundation, and I also work at Cinema United. Cinema United is the global organization for all movie theaters around the world.
Harry, the 98th Oscars has just wrapped up. Some surprises and some also awesome moments. For you, what were the highlights?
Well, gosh, Jessie Buckley was so awesome. What a wonderful speech to talk about Mother's Day and to talk about what a complex female character she played and how she just nailed it. I think this was the one lock that everyone during Oscar season has been talking about. Everyone knew that Jessie Buckley would win. The camera is right in her face, and at the most tender moments, you see her falling apart, and there's not a false note in her performance. She's just absolutely terrific, and she's also been a great campaigner during Oscar season. She has showed up at every single party that she was asked to show up at.
She's done the work.
She has really done the work.
She
shook a lot of hands. She's kissed a lot of babies, and now she's kissing her own little baby at home, which is so wonderful to hear that her daughter has her first tooth tonight. This is just beautiful. One of the joys of tonight is that so many of these films that did well at the Oscars are films that were only in theaters. So films like Hamnet, which stuck around a lot longer than most focused feature films because Steven Spielberg produced it. He asked that movie theaters have a longer run with this film before it goes to streaming. Same with One Battle After Another and Sinners and even F1. So there was a lot of talk tonight about the love for movie theaters, the theatrical experience, and the first times that people fell in love with the movies at the theater.
And One Battle After Another beating Sinners to Best Picture, but then Michael B. Jordan getting Best Actor. So there was lots of wins all around.
There was a standing ovation for Michael B. Jordan, not only in the theater, but also in the press room. I think he's just, everyone loves him. He's very beloved. Timothy Chalamet looked a little teary-eyed that he didn't win for Marty Supreme. He was the early odds-on favorite, but it was Michael B. Jordan's night, and I think the dual performance was just phenomenal as the twins and Sinners.
There was another Irish victory last night. Of course, Richard Baynham won Oscar for Best Visual Effects for his work on Avatar, Fire and Ash. But Conan O'Brien was there in his second year flying the semi-Irish flag as well. How did he get on?
Yeah, no, Conan did a great job. And you're right, Richie has been an absolute gentleman right through Oscar season or award season. He's been fantastic. I just bumped into him the other day, and also he was there earlier in the press room, and he's such a star. But Conan O'Brien, with his Irish heritage, lots of Irish humor, I felt absolutely fantastic. Second year presenting, he was funny, he was risky. There's some risky jokes. We're a breakfast morning show, so we can't say these risky jokes, but definitely worth watching back tonight. And here is another Hollywood expert journalist, Jonathan.
Hi, I'm Jamie Philbrick, editor-in-chief of MoviePhone. I thought tonight was a great award show, great edition of the Oscars. Conan is a great host. I really thought he was great last year. And
I
fantastic.
Loved him too.
Yeah, he's great. And it's almost like hosting the Oscars is what Conan O'Brien should have been doing all along.
Like, he's fun. He's also light. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He gets on with it. And I think he's perfect. And he translates globally.
Yeah, he was brilliant. And I thought all of his comedy bits worked. Some of the presenters' comedy bits maybe not so well, but all of Conan's comedy really worked and didn't take anything away from the show. I thought it was a great night for Paul Thomas Anderson, who I've been a fan of for a long time. I'm glad that he finally got his due tonight, as well as Ryan Coogler, who I'm a big fan of, and did some amazing work this year. Great seeing him get Best Adapted Screenplay. And Michael B. Jordan, I think that and Jessie Buckley are really the two big winners tonight that everyone's going to be kind of buzzing and talking about.
And you're right, there's a buzz. I mean, Michael B. Jordan, so much happiness around him. And also Jessie Buckley, she was the front runner. She was the hot, hot favorite. The Academy loved her. The world loved her. And she gave an amazing acceptance speech. For you, I mean, even her outfit, even though I'm not supposed to talk about outfits because I'm a man, there was a bang of Gwyneth Paltrow, Shakespeare in Love, the pink. It was just fantastic. It was a lovely kind of, crossover.
Well, she looked fantastic, but beyond that, she exudes something, right? She exudes
charisma.
Charisma and also just a kindness and a joy that really comes off of her. So it was really sweet to see her win. And you could hear the excitement in the press room when Michael B. won. I mean, people were screaming. It was like a sporting fight, like a match, right? Like something like someone just won a fight.
Henry, I mean, what happens to you now? You're on the way to Beyonce's party. She'll clearly not let you in. You have successfully blagged your way into things in previous years. Are you hopeful for 2026?
Well, I definitely think 2026 is slightly different because I seem to be having the right pass to get in places, which is a big change. But yeah, I mean, just to say, tonight, this week. It really is historical. I mean, Jesse Buckley winning, we can't, you know, underplay it. This is a massive moment for Irish cinema, for Irish film, for acting, for kids in Killarney. As we know, Killarney has gone absolutely, you know, crazy. I was going to use bad language, but I won't. They've gone really, really crazy. And why not? Let's celebrate. Let's all have a breakfast glass of champagne and go all in for Jesse.
Well, we will talk to the good people of Killarney in the next hour. By the way, Henry, it'll be okay if you end up like you did last year in an In-N-Out burger at about 4 o'clock in the morning, eating a big burger by yourself. That's okay too. Henry McKean at the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood after that win by Jesse Buckley for Best Actress for the first time ever, an Irish woman winning in that category. And of course, Richard Baynham winning another Oscar for Best Visual Effects for his work on Avatar, Fire and Ash.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.